everybody. Welcome to the After Show podcast. I'm Jason. Say it. Say your name.
I am producer Darren.
That's Darren, with little to no confidence in that. Like, you didn't know your own name. It's like, I'm Darren.
I wasn't sure why you were pointing at me. I didn't have my headphones on yet, so I didn't.
That's Darren. Thank you so much for tuning in and giving us a 5-star review, blah, 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 blah. Today was a fun show. I did find out that I'm this close because I have an amazing boss. Handsome, witty, intelligent. I'm this close to, on Monday for the hearing, we're going to go commercial free so we can carry all of it.
Cool.
I'm very close.
And traffic free?
I don't know about traffic. I think we might still do traffic because people still do need to get home get to work on time. Although maybe home if you work third shift. So I'm working on those details, but I'm super close. Super close. I'm not there yet. Not there yet. I've got the general, yes, go ahead and do this, but now we got to work out like the logistics of it all because, you know, when we don't air commercials, that means Darren doesn't get paid. And so you're not going to be able to get paid on Monday.
But I also won't have to do any work.
That's true. You'll just be listening.
On Sunday night either.
Well, no, don't go into it that way because here's the problem.
I should still have a backup plan?
Yes, because what could possibly happen is the hearing lasts 2 minutes, something happens, and then we're just toast for 2 hours.
I'll take my chances.
No, you won't because that's not you taking a chance. That's me taking a chance. So we don't want to be put in that position.
That'll be fine.
You'll still have to do some prep, just perhaps not the same type of prep that you would normally do, more evergreen stuff. So if we don't do it on Monday, I can do it the next day without having wasted my time. Mm-hmm. But so that's all good news. So with that, let's just go in all the news and whatnot and stuff. Yeah. Senator Patty Murray is speaking out on the Brett Kavanaugh stuff and the allegations of sexual assault. Susan Hutchison, who's running against Maria Cantwell, who we'll also hear from, she's going to be on the show tomorrow to discuss this. Here's Senator Patty Murray and her take on how we're supposed to approach this topic. That didn't work. Did I push the wrong button? I pushed the wrong button. Hold on. Hold on, Darren. Jeez, can you just wait a second?
After show. Oh, I could have edited it.
Shut up.
Okay.
We cannot allow this to turn into another attack on a woman who's come forward to talk about her experience.
What if the experience is not accurate? And is this the same that you're treating the accuser of Keith Ellison, the congressman from Minneapolis, from Minnesota, who's been accused of battery, of sexual misconduct? And she was in bed at the time. I suppose it's not sexual misconduct that he dragged her from the bed and kicked her out. And it's apparently on tape. But is that the kind? I know you said you guys were going to investigate it. I mean, you said the Republicans shouldn't investigate the Brett Kavanaugh stuff. You need a independent person. But on the DNC side, the DNC will investigate. But by the way, they haven't said anything. I'm just asking some questions. Here's Maria Cantwell.
So I hope that my colleagues are not just trying to think that we'll have a hearing and move forward as quickly as possible, but treat this as the serious investigation that people in the state of Washington and around the country want to see.
Maria Cantwell, go back into hibernation because you do not know what the hell it is you're talking about. And you're so clearly transparent political attack here to extend the length of the confirmation. Like, it's obvious. Can you just go away?
She can't even do that well.
It's just like, I see what you did there.
That's the best joke ever.
The issue of whether voters should decide to allow safe heroin injection sites. I'm not calling it that. Heroin injection sites in King County is going to be heard in court. It's actually right as we're recording this. They should be at the tail end of the Supreme Court arguments. The safe injection site people are liars, which is why they call it safe injection site. And they think you're too stupid to vote on this. Whereas Joshua Freed and Safe King County say, you know what? This impacts our neighborhoods. We know what it's done to our friends and family members and neighbors. We know what it's done to Vancouver. We should get a say in all of this. So he came on the show earlier today to talk a little bit about why he would like to see a judge rule in his favor.
The city of Seattle and King County government went way too far by saying they wanted to legalize heroin use and possession through the form of heroin injection sites. So we want to have a vote through initiative to make sure it's very clear that this already illegal activity stays illegal.
So I'm clearly on the side of Joshua Freed. We're going to take a quick break because this is a truncated show because I got to get out of the studio, but we'll be right back. Welcome back to the After Show podcast. I'm Jason. That's Darren. More news. I'm going to have you do the news starting tomorrow.
Okay.
You get to do. I'm giving you Wednesdays.
Okay.
And maybe Thursdays or Fridays. It depends on my mood.
Just all three.
It could be all the entire week. In the 44th Legislative District, we haven't really talked about this, but State Representative John Lovick has been accused of sexual misconduct, and there are a whole host of documents that his Republican opponent, Jeff Sachs, put online, like official documents from an investigation. Lovick says none of this happened, and by the way, if you keep it up, if you keep these documents online, including child sex abuse investigative documents, he's going to sue Jeff Sachs for defamation.
Lovick says nothing happened back in the 90s, and the investigation concluded that as well. Two of his now adult children involved in the investigation wrote their father letters of support saying the accusations came from their mom during a bitter divorce. Sachs had released documents about the investigation on Facebook, through email, and on a website he created, he says, for moral reasons. Sachs told the Everett Herald a lawsuit would provide him the opportunity to gather even more information about the investigation and question Lovick under oath.
So now the truth is he's putting it up there because he knows that this might help him in his campaign, and he has every right to put it up there. It's a legal document. Lovick crying defamation is just wrong. It's wrong. He was accused of this, and he was cleared. And the documents show that he was cleared. So why would we be taking legal documents down? Is that someone who you want to be in charge of, like, anything having to do with free speech in the city of Olympia?
Yeah.
They're legal documents. These are public documents.
Yeah.
They're public documents.
It's free speech.
It's 100%. It's 100%.
I wanted to come up with a counterargument.
There isn't.
But I don't
there
have
isn't.
One.
We have every right, other than he doesn't like this being out there, and I know why he doesn't like it.
Yeah,
I totally get that.
And I mean, even if none of it ever happened, it's still...
Yeah, I get it, but you still get to print it online if you want. Unless you're telling me some of these documents were stolen.
I mean,
but they're city documents.
It says something about the character of, what's his name, Sachs?
Sachs.
For leaving it up there.
I don't think it says anything about his character.
It's kind of slanderous in a way.
And it's not slanderous at all. Was he accused of this stuff? Yes.
No.
Was there an investigation? Yes. Are these documents from the investigation? Yes. Did it clear him? Yes. Is all that in there? Then there's no ethical
But because
dilemma.
It cleared him, then what's the relevance? Why?
Because he was accused of something. Right now, there are lots of people who are cleared of stuff and people don't believe it.
I know. That's just shady politics.
I don't think it's all that shady. But let's try to get Lovick on to talk about the defamation stuff, and I'll let him make his case. Let's try it. He probably won't do it, but let's try to get him on. I've always been fair to him.
You could ask Dory.
I guess. Why would you ask Dory?
Because Dory's friends with him.
So? That's not how you book guests.
Well, you're right. It's not how I book guests because not everybody Dory's friends with.
Yeah, why would Dory encourage him to come on this show?
I don't know.
And not their own show. No, just go
because
through
he already
the
had
state
him.
Yeah, just go through the state representative. Just go to their office. Let's not go to other hosts for stuff. Because then they're going to come bug me every time they want, like, Ben on, Shapiro.
So?
I don't want to be bugged. Do you want to be bugged constantly?
Sure.
No, you don't.
I'd like to help out my colleagues.
No, you wouldn't. You talk such horrible things about them behind their back. You say that all the time. I'm not even going to talk about the producer you called a gutless, backstabbing SOB. And you did with, like, you look scary.
Hey, I thought we weren't going to talk about Jacob on this show.
Uh-huh. Okay, finally, the Seahawks suck.
Yeah.
I saw a stat, and I don't know if it's true. I'm just going to pretend it is, that teams that start the season 0-2, 89% chance of not making the playoffs.
Right. It's only happened like two times in the last 10 years, and one of which was the Hawks in 15.
So they're not going to make the playoffs again.
No, they weren't going to. There was no,
They're 0-2. They lost last night to the Bears.
There's no illusion that they would this season.
I watched the first two halves, and even I...
First two halves.
Two quarters. I saw the entire game. I saw the first two quarters, and I sent a note to Bob Stelton from 710 ESPN Seattle. And I said, they're not playing well, right? Because I'm a passerby. I don't study the game in any way. I watch, and I kind of get a sense of whether or not things are going poorly or well beyond just looking at the score. Because at the time when I sent him the text,
football.
They were down 7-0 at the time I sent the text. So I was like, they're not doing well. Their offense sucked.
They were punting a lot. They weren't converting on third downs.
Yeah.
And it's the most typical Russell Wilson thing where we can get our butts kicked up and down the field on both sides of the ball, but still only lose by one touchdown.
Yeah, and by the way, they only had 80 yards their offense in the first three quarters. Just
until,
real quick.
And then they do that thing.
Here's Pete Carroll.
Pointed that we didn't show better in the first half. The first half just was much of a carryover from last week.
And
we got sacked a bunch of times and couldn't get rolling and didn't convert on third down again on offense.
Boo, I want them to do well, not because I care about the sport, but because it's good for the area.
And they're fun to watch when they're good.
I don't like football. Bye.